Good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis. The late Patty Fink is going to be extremely late today. She'll be here next week. And our guest today is undecided voter. It's so fair to, unfair to label him that. Christian Guevara. And he'll be chiming in. We're going to talk a little bit of election and other stuff going on right now. In politics mostly. So did you see the debate last week?
Unfortunately, I did.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live summed it up perfectly when they called it the worst debate in presidential debate history.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
That's extremely accurate. Number two would be the one 2 weeks before that.
So when is the third one?
This coming week. I'm not sure what day. I don't care.
It's a Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, we were hoping they'd cancel it because who wants to see that again?
The first one was the traditional vote standing behind the podium. Mm-hmm. The second one was a town hall style. What's the third one going to be like?
Who knows?
More stalking?
It's one moderator, Wallace from Fox News.
Okay.
He's not so bad.
Okay.
Right. They have a moderator who's not so bad. I'd agree with you on that. He's not so bad for somebody who works at Fox.
I would give him top three, you know.
On Fox?
On Fox, yeah.
Yeah, oh, why would you?
I mean, him, well, Megyn Kelly,
mm-hmm.
and Combs.
Oh, yeah. Well, the issue isn't with the moderators.
You know, they're trying
issue to or the candidate.
They're trying to blame the moderators, but
they
when
try.
When you say, now would you answer the question, or we need to move on, because in a debate, the debate can just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, but right. If you're not talking about anything, that's the point of a moderator, to cut you off and go on to the next topic.
Yep.
But it's sort of the same dance every debate now. It's nothing gets no point is made. No argument is made, and let's move on.
Well, because they're not asking them real questions. If they ask them, okay, how would you defeat ISIS? I'm not laying out my plans so that they know ahead of time. Have you been talking to Russia? Well, I'm not talking about who, you know.
Have you groped any women?
Oh, of course not.
Of course not.
No one respects.
But it took 3 or 4 times before we got an answer to that.
It's locker room talk.
It's locker room talk.
Uh-huh.
No one respects women more than me.
Yeah, that sure is respect.
But let's talk a little bit about the groping issue, because that's dominated the news all this week.
It's likely to dominate the news through the election.
I'm sure it will.
That's disgusting that's what a presidential election is being based on. When Ann Richards won based on a rape joke,
yeah,
that was disgusting that happened.
Yeah.
But a presidential race.
But it is an issue that shouldn't go away. It needs to be talked about.
Oh, I know.
In detail.
Yeah.
But I'm a little mixed on somebody else who was inadvertently involved in that conversation, and that's Billy Bush. He was the entertainment reporter of Access Hollywood at the time. He was right there with Donald Trump when that was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And now his job is at stake. He's been suspended.
Mm-hmm.
He's acquired.
Apparently he's not coming back to the Today Show.
Well, that's what they're talking about. And I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Why? He goaded him on.
he goaded him on. And when they got off the bus, he encouraged him to kiss her. He said, come on.
He did say, give her a hug. You know, how about a hug for the Donald?
And you can see him clearly looking at her breasts.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. I just thought he wasn't the one defending a bus. No, I'm not...
You know what? If they left it at the bus, fine. But when they came down the stairs, he looked at her. He said, come on, give him a kiss. And he knew what kind of man he...
I guess I'm just kind of in the same situation or of the same opinion. You know, Bill Cosby has been accused of all these, you know, sexual misconduct with women, so many women we can't even count. And they pulled the Cosby show off the air. And that bothered me. Well, why are you punishing the rest of the cast? I understand it was his show, but he wasn't just he wasn't the only one on that show. I mean, there was a whole cast that are famous and made that show popular also, and I didn't like that either.
Oh, I think that show will be back.
Yeah, but I mean, but why'd you pull it in the first place?
Because I'm sure the ratings were plummeting, and
no, it was a direct okay because of these allegations, and which I personally believe, but they haven't even been proven in court yet. Right now, there's still allegations. Mm-hmm. I just kind of always mixed about somebody who's inadvertently directed with somebody who did something, and they're being punished for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get that, but
well, the cast wasn't. They weren't involved, and I actually
they
agree with you on that. But Billy Bush was involved. He actually had
I'll give you that.
He got in between the two of them, and he goaded him, and he encouraged his behavior. And then who knows what happened between the two of them,
right?
Off camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just doesn't bother me at all.
But he's getting $10 million, so he's fine.
Oh, he'll be fine.
He's fine.
Oh, yeah, he will be.
Yeah, you have to feel sorry for people like that. Okay, so The Stupid came out this week defending Trump. Did you have a favorite?
No. Well, I did have one.
You did.
I knew you would.
But we don't have cameras in here, so I can't show it.
Oh, but describe it.
Okay, so we all know what Trump said on camera.
Yes.
Or, you know, whatever.
The picture.
The picture. So now there's this woman who's a Trump supporter. You know, she's large busted, and she has written on her shirt. And I can say this. Oh, where is it? It says, Trump can grab, and there's an arrow pointing down to her genitalia. So you fill in the blank. That's a Trump supporter. That's making America great again.
Sounds pretty great to me. You know, I get that somebody would defend the person that they're supporting. Why would you degrade yourself to defend that person, though?
I am really shocked at how many women are coming to bat for him. There was the next morning they had a round table, or actually it was in the living room of about 10 different women, all white women, all looked like your Highland Park type women, very dressed nice, pretty women. Did you notice that too?
Yeah, like the plain oak. No. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, and they were all defending him. They just wrote it off as men will be men. It was locker room talk, which has been debunked by several athletes. That's not just locker room talk.
Several athletes on every team.
On every team. It's like, no, that's not just locker room talk. But I was just really surprised at how women are coming to bat for him. And then they're saying, absolutely, they're still going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
there was sort of this, like, Stepford quality about each of them. They didn't really have any sort of affect in their face, and it just it was blank.
Yeah.
Their husband, who was wearing, you know, some Hillary should be in jail shirt, standing next to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
I mean, and the thing that you got from that, and it's what we've always known, this was blatant evidence of it. There's nothing that Trump can do. I mean, literally nothing that's going to make these people not vote for him,
and that's going to make him lose most of his support.
Yes.
But he has been losing support.
Has he?
This week.
He's been losing it from the Republican establishment. But is that really going to make a difference?
You know,
voters?
It depends on whether you believe in polls. The polls are showing she's way ahead. A new poll in Texas right now has them even.
And you're right about that because, the media has been sort of teasing this Mark Burnett. He has these tapes about him, you know, using the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 0 to 1% support from African Americans.
Right.
You know, do you think that's really going to affect the his core supporters? The fact that he said the N-word, I don't think so.
No, absolutely not.
Think about what they say during the rallies. And, you know,
right.
You have people running around in like a pillowcase over their head.
Right.
I don't really think they're really going to care. So.
And I mean, even he said at the beginning of this election, he could go out and shoot somebody and not lose a single vote. This is coming straight out of Trump's mouth. Unfortunately, I think he's right.
He's lost a few votes. He has lost a few votes.
But he's still, today he's within 7 points?
something like that.
Yeah. How?
Yeah, how? Why isn't it? Why
isn't he down 12? A week ago? I don't get it.
I don't think he was that low. Maybe 10.
Right after the tapes came out, it was that, women were upset with him, and then, they got out of that, and they, I guess he recouped some of them.
My favorite woman defending him was Jeanine Pirro. Basically, what she said was, women would rather get groped by Trump than raped by Mexicans. Think about that. Now, who is Jeanine Pirro? She's the person who ran against Hillary in 2006 and dropped out of the race when the polls were showing that it was Hillary 65%, Pirro 30%. So she dropped out, ran for New York Attorney General, and there was no way that this idiot was going to win that position in New York. She wasn't going to win senator either. But she said, as a woman, I want to say something out loud, and I want to make sure I'm heard. She also has a Fox News show.
Which every single night, if you've watched the show, every single night, it is an attack on Hillary Clinton. She has...
Well, it's personal with her.
It's very personal. Hillary has everything she wanted. And
it's not a news show.
No.
Most of Fox is not news shows, but that's not a news show when you take to the airwaves to air a personal vendetta.
You can tell it's personal. It's every single night.
Hillary 65, Pirro 30%. Every single woman out there, Pirro said, including myself, would rather get groped by Donald Trump than raped by a bunch of testosterone-brimming Mexicans. And yes, I deliberately mention Mexicans because immigration reform is an important staple of Trump's political agenda. Uh-huh. So... in order to talk about immigration, you have to talk about Mexicans raping people, because if you don't go that far, people understand that Mexicans are coming here for economic reasons, for family reasons, for they're not coming here to rape her.
I'm so flabbergasted with that comment. I don't even know what to say.
She didn't know when to shut up.
Where did she come up with that?
I know!
She kept going. When he builds his wall on the southern border and we've successfully stopped the influx of illegal Mexican immigrants into the U.S., then we'll be able to talk about who has a tape of whom allegedly saying this and that. Now, that's the defense that I heard used over and over this week. Trump allegedly said. There's a video of it. It was played day and night for days. The alleged tape. Where did they come up with this shit?
Well, yeah, there's no alleged. There's no alleged.
Okay, she continued.
Oh, there's more?
She does not know when to shut up. Well, when I say every woman, I'm of course not referring to Hillary Clinton. Given her stance on immigration and the non-Americans in the country, I think she'd love to have herself some Latin love, if you catch my drift. Because this plays into that same Republican theme, Hillary Clinton is a horrible person for staying with her husband when Newt Gingrich didn't, when, name the Republican who didn't, when Donald Trump didn't, when this one didn't, that one didn't. She's a horrible person for doing that. Right? So she must be looking for... No, she's been faithful to her husband. Our problem, she continued,
more.
She just keeps going on and on. Our problem is not Donald Trump. He's just the tool through which our culture becomes realized. The problem lies in the fact that we have commercialized sex so much in this country that our entire culture is literally based on it. Everywhere you look, a woman is being objectified, whether it's a lot, and here's where... Okay,
that's the new argument now, is to justify Trump's behavior, is...
It's not his fault because, and if he's going to be president, he shouldn't be responsible for his own actions because of commercial TV.
Because of 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
everywhere you look, a woman is being objectified, whether it's a lingerie commercial, burger ad, beer billboard, or those darn leggings. And what's Trump supposed to do in such a situation? Deny his own instincts? That would be such a cruel thing to do. However, attacking women is not.
See, and
expecting the person who is going, who would like to be president, who is running for president, expecting him to control himself would be cruel, but a woman expecting not to be groped by a stranger, that's not cruel.
That's not cruel.
It's to be expected.
And, wow.
Ice queen.
Yeah, how do you even respond to these? But, you know, when you hear these, when people say stuff like this, it's no wonder you see rapists, the actual rapists, get off with a slap on the wrist. Like the young man who got, was it 2 or 3 months in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Though he was convicted of rape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rape culture is much worse than even I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of attitudes like this.
Mm-hmm. But she's just justifying it.
She's totally justifying it.
You would think she'd be saying, if it started with, our problem is our culture in which women are being objectified, well, then she's identified the problem. But then she's saying, well, it's not the man's fault, because he's just doing what's instinct. It's the woman's fault.
Uh-huh.
Who wrote these ads? I'll bet most of them were written by men. And not gay men.
No.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis. Patty is off this week, and she will be back with us next week. We will be back as soon as I cue my things that we're going to run. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Noel Gaither, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Ron Landis. Our guest today is Christian Guevara.
Hi there.
I keep wanting to say Shay. And Shay could be a shortened version of Christian.
Yeah.
Okay, Shay.
Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. We build him as an undecided voter. Not really.
Not really.
But
not so much.
Yeah, everybody should go out and vote for who they prefer, but vote with the facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's been the problem. The facts aren't there.
And with a conscience.
Yes.
And,
okay, there's more on Jeanine Pirro.
Okay.
I mean, she didn't know when to shut up. In the unlikely event that he, Donald Trump, did say those words, which I don't believe to be true. See, that's one of the tactics that the Trump people are using. They're repeating over and over again, he didn't say it. It's the if there's an alleged tape, they played the tape. Over and over. So in the unlikely event that he did say those words, which I don't believe to be true and I'm so trustworthy, but in the event that he did, he should be forgiven, at least until he becomes president and builds his wall. Because this has everything to do with immigration. That's the other thing that they're doing. They're asking a question. And in the debate last week, did you notice how Trump had an answer for immigration? That doesn't matter that wasn't the question asked.
Right.
That's what he answered.
Right.
And that's what Trump supporters got mad at Anderson Cooper about. Well, that's very nice, but I didn't ask you about immigration.
Right.
We were talking about. So he should be forgiven for talking about sexually assaulting women if he builds a wall across the southern border of the United States. Now, with this wall, I keep saying, okay, it's a 10-foot wall. What are we going to do about those 12-foot ladders? I'm just wondering. I'm asking a question. But if he does build his wall, this is Pirro again, we'll call him to answer for his actions. I'll be the first one to summon him to court. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. But until then, Mexicans will continue to walk the streets of America, preying on their next victim.
So, okay, have I missed something in the news in the last 10 years? Has there been, like, an overabundance, a high, high rate of Mexicans committing rape? More so than an average American?
And walking around the streets of, this country and assaulting people, apparently. The person who's assaulting people, see, it's a diversion tactic. That's what they like to use. A diversion tactic because who's busy assaulting people? Trump's the one who said he did. I don't know if he has or not. There have been some women who've come forward and said he has. But he's the one who said he did. But you deflect it to the big bad Mexicans because, hey, why not? It seems to be working. So I think we should let Trump do his thing and then charge him for it when the time is right, because right now he's just the lesser of two evils. It's as simple as that. So what is actually a defense of him by saying the alleged statements, the alleged tape, if he said those things, which I don't believe he did, but then after he builds the wall and keeps all the Mexicans out, then we can talk to him about whether or not he assaulted these women. Isn't that fascinating?
She and many other people clearly are living in la-la land.
And you know what's crazy is that he has all these supporters who want to put him in office. And nothing is going to happen to him, yet currently in 28 states, you can be fired for being gay.
Gay, yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But this man can go around grabbing women by, if we have to say it again,
yeah,
you know what, and even going on record saying that he has done these things, and
that's okay.
He is that's paraded okay. around as you know.
That is now presidential. That is presidential behavior.
But in 28 states, you can be fired from your job for just being gay.
Just being gay. Yep. And I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know why. I do know why.
You was crazy. Sorry to interrupt. But only 13% of Americans actually know that.
I'm surprised even less than that. It's not even less than that. A lot of people assume that we have those protections, but we don't. But LGBT issues have largely been absent from this year's presidential talking points. Mm-hmm. A little of it, but for the most part, it hasn't been. I guess because now that marriage equality is legal, just haven't been talked about that much. However,
so, I mean, Trump has said
a few things, and I think it's our responsibility to put it out there. Hillary Clinton wrote an op-ed this past week in Philadelphia Gay Times, and she mentioned that. She said that if elected President Donald Trump would reverse LGBT gains, and that is true. However, it's not all true. He would attempt to do so. One of the things that he has said is that he would reverse marriage equality legal. I'm sorry, there's nothing he can do about that. And well, I know that, but that's bait for his.
Of course,
base.
It is. That's the reason that he's
saying.
That's
why he's saying.
There are two ways that somebody could do that. It would be either with a constitutional amendment, which means it has to pass both houses of Congress, then it has to pass...
Two-thirds of the states.
Two-thirds of the states, right.
And that's not going to happen.
And within a certain period of time.
Exactly.
Not going to happen.
Not
going to
happen.
That's not okay. Going to happen.
The other thing that could happen would be a new court case that comes through with a more conservative court, and they could overturn a previous...
They could, but even the chances of that are slim. I mean, how many times has the court reversed itself? Very, very, very few times. I mean, it took, 30 years for them to reverse themselves on Lawrence.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, there's nothing Donald Trump could single-handedly do himself to reverse marriage equality. But, again, his base doesn't understand that. They don't understand how the law works. But where he could do some damage is, like she brought up the fact that we've made gains in trying to get the Equality Act passed. And that would give us protections in housing, employment, public accommodations, because again, in some states, it's now legal to discriminate against LGBT folks based on that. We won't serve you, and that's perfectly legal, apparently. He could do something about that. So again, our talking points have largely been absent, but there's some things that are still very important to our community that Trump could make a difference on.
Well, I'd like to go back to some of my favorite people this week.
Okay.
Pat Robertson is always good for a line.
Oh, he...
How is that man still on the air?
Because he owns the network. Pat Robertson on Monday declared that Donald Trump was the clear winner of Sunday night's presidential debate. So if Pat said it, you know it has to be based in reality. He asserted that the candidate's admission that he groped women was simply macho talk. But you know why he did it? Basically, pundits were writing him off, and he had to prove that he isn't gay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So isn't that a horrible thing to say about all straight men?
It really is. So in order to prove your heterosexuality, you have to go and grope women.
Uh-huh. Or at least talk about groping women.
Or at least
women.
Talk about it.
Talking about rape, sexual assault, as if they're okay, and that proves that you're straight. Wow.
Proves you're a creep.
Wow. And those men are still married.
Wow.
You know, I don't get that. And this is coming from a televangelist. But, you know, there's very little that you can say about Pat Robertson. He always has idiotic
things. He's good for some comedy. I mean, the crazy that comes out of his mouth is... I mean, I turn it on. I actually keep it on when I see it. And he's just watching a corpse on TV, just spouting out something crazy.
Well, yeah, but the sad part is most sane people will take it like you and I, and it's just you know, you laugh at it and you move on.
People take it...
But there's a core group of people that take it literally.
Yeah.
And are serious about it.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
But just back on you know, what Trump will or will not do for the LGBT community. I mean, only in 2013, you know, as congressman, Pence signed a bill that would jail same-sex couples just for applying for a marriage license. That alone speaks volumes of the kind of man he is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the North Carolina House Bill 2, HB 2, that's been so damaging to their economy.
It's still alive and well.
Indiana had almost an identical bill first, and the only reason Pence signed
the repeal of it.
It wasn't a repeal. It was a fixer-upper version of it that made things not quite as bad. Was because of all the threats to the economy.
Right.
You know, Indianapolis is home to...
home to the Indianapolis Colts.
NCAA.
Indy 500.
But college sports.
College sports.
Basically
too,
based
yeah.
there. And they were threatening to actually move out of the state.
Yeah.
He understood, whereas the governor of North Carolina just doesn't understand that.
And North Carolina has lost a lot of money already.
Oh, it's in the billions.
And the NBA championship, not NBA championship.
One of the playoffs. College playoffs.
They've already said that they're not going to have it there. I think it was supposed to be there in 2018.
Yeah, but they're talking about San Antonio, and we're just coming up for our round of anti-gay legislation next spring. Why didn't we have it last year with the others? Because we didn't have a session of the legislature.
Right, right.
Best thing that could have happened was the timing.
I would like to think we have enough people going to bat for us that we could prevent that.
You would like to think that.
You would
huh?
like to think it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is good is that a couple of the worst Tea Party people who were completely homophobic, who were completely anti anything that any of us would stand for, lost their primaries, like Debbie Riddle. So, gone. So, we're moving in the right direction.
You know, and I think even, and I'm 33, but I take pride in, even if we don't have anyone to bat for us, at the core. And I think what I felt, and I think what all of us felt after, you know, what happened in the Pulse nightclub, was we're survivors, and we will come back and mm-hmm. nail you harder than you thought we would.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know.
Now, Christian, you're from New York.
Yes.
Welcome to Texas.
New Jersey. I know.
So, eye opener. Since what's your take since you've been down here?
You know what? It's not as conservative as I thought. I have had some spirited debates with people. I've cut some off too. You know, it ends at global warming is a crock. So I've had a couple of those.
Yeah, you know, we've had Eddie Bernice Johnson on our show. She's the representative who represents from Oaklawn South in Dallas County. She sits on the Science and Technology Committee, and she's been debating those things with members of Congress.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're debating them with citizens, okay, but she's having to debate those things in Congress. You know, she said...
With elected officials.
Yeah, she has said... They used to debate, should the money go to NASA? Should the money go to cancer research? Should the money go... Now they're debating whether any of that research is real. Oh, we didn't land on the moon. That was staged. Oh,
of course.
Yeah, you know.
Did you see the little man up there?
Oh, AIDS. No, we don't need to fund AIDS because that's God's retribution.
Well, Pence, he chose to fund... you know, having our heads examined over funding HIV/AIDS mm-hmm. research. There's a lot of that crazy out there.
Right.
But overall, Texas, I like it. I like the pride that Texans have in their state. You know?
Yeah. That we do.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get a little crazy.
Yeah. Know, sometimes we get a little overboard with it. But you know, yeah, we do have that.
Wanting to secede, but that's
again something that'll never happen.
There was actually someone during the primaries. This woman had a, you know, she wanted, she had a Texas to you know, secede.
Yeah, I mean, the people want to, but again, there's a process that you have to go through that will never happen.
That's pride.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking about some of the crazy defending of Donald Trump's sexual assault remarks last week. That
just watch CNN.
Yep.
If you want to see that.
This one came from a senator. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama said, grabbing a woman by the genitals is not sexual assault. Now,
what is it?
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful women. That's Trump who said that. Sessions said this is improper language, and he's acknowledged it. And then he said, I don't characterize that as sexual. I think that's a stretch. I don't know what he meant. And when they asked, so if you see, if you grab a woman by the genitals, that's not sexual assault? And Sessions said, I don't know. It's not clear that he, how that would occur. It's not clear how that would occur. He needs to watch the tape. And they show how it occurred. So if it's not, let's say it's not sexual assault, it's still assault.
I was going to say, who cares what you think? Legally, that's assault.
See, here's where I think there's a debate. Does that already go over the line into rape? Now, I can see somebody saying, no, that's assault, that wouldn't be rape. And I can see the argument that, yeah, it depends on exactly how much he's done, but that can be considered rape. That's the debate that we should be having.
Yeah.
Just where do you cross the line from a simple assault into a felony assault?
Right.
Not, oh, I think it was improper language. Oh, I'm not sure about...
I don't want to make light of it, but is anybody else grossed out by the thought of eating Tic Tacs anymore?
But you know what? I have to applaud the company or the brand Tic Tac. They immediately came out with it.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They immediately came out with a tweet saying, "Hey, we respect all women." You know, they were disgusted by the comments also.
Because That reaction that you had, Christian, is exactly what they were worried about.
Yeah.
That now Tic Tacs are going to be associated with Donald Trump, and it makes our brand
filthy. I will for
filthy.
A very long time associate. I won't eat Tic Tac. I mean, I think I've been gobbling it in his orange face. And
exactly. That's what they don't want. That's what any brand is afraid of. That's what any brand is afraid of. So anyway, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, grabbing a woman by the genitals is not necessarily assault. It's improper language, and what's worse, assaulting a woman or using improper language, and shame on him for using that improper language, but I don't know that it's assault. Really?
What did you all make out about all of these women that are coming out of the woodwork now saying that, yeah, he touched me here, or then some of these allegations date back, 20-plus years?
Again, this has to do with simple education. This is, abuse and assault 101. I mean, people do not want to, let the world know that they were abused, and it's out of fear, it's out of being, ashamed. It's a number of things.
When you have a celebrity
to blame the victim, I mean, to blame any of the women, and to say
a celebrity, and then you have a woman who's accusing the celebrity. Look what happened to all of the accusers of Bill Cosby. They weren't believed, and one after the other. Oh no, that's not possible.
But after it hit like 20, they all.
I know it was okay. So we don't believe number 19, but of course we believe you.
I don't understand why it's so difficult to understand that these women were spurred by watching this man deny it on TV.
Right.
That would piss anybody off, and that would.
Okay, so why didn't they come forward earlier, do you think? We need to take a break in a second, but
this was the first he denied it on TV.
I think part of the reason why they didn't come forth earlier is, at the time, they probably didn't even realize. They just he just committed a crime.
I think it's something simpler than that. 2 years ago, he wasn't running for president. He was just an idiot reality show TV star.
Right.
And, what good was going to come of their coming forward? Maybe it was just me, and that's another thing that a lot of people feel. Maybe it's just me, and but they're worried about being believed. But when somebody's running for president, now why didn't they come forward in March or January this year? Because none of the others had.
Right.
But as soon as one does, somebody else will say, me too, to back up the other one. We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laurent Landis. Late Patty Pink will be with us next week. Christian Guevara is our... I have it scribbled on my paper. I always write names, including our own. Patty always makes fun of me for doing that because memory gone sometimes. Christian Guevara is our guest today, and we're just talking about the election. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
I'm Michael Dominguez, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly, 89.3 KNON FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Ron Landis and Christian Guevara. And we're talking about the election.
Talking about the election.
Tape last week,
just some other issues. We haven't really talked about much entertainment news a lot, but this is kind of a cross-section between entertainment and the election. And as Rosie O'Donnell, her name, whatever reason, always pops up when you're talking about
she
Donald
and Trump have had a feud for a while.
For a long time. And
I think it goes back to her being on The View, or does it go back?
What do you think her reaction is now? It's like, oh man, let it go.
She does have one. She has said that she has actually suffered a little bit of depression after her name has come up in the debate. And she said that, Rosie's known for writing like these coded, scripted messages on Twitter, and you're just kind of like, well, what is she, not scripted, cryptic messages, like, what is she talking about? Well, she did that in response to her name coming up in the last debate, and it's long, I'm not going to read it, but the point, she ended it with him when she called him an orange anus. But that's got to be tiresome for her. It's like, just keep my name out of the conversation.
And her, she has eight kids. I mean,
yeah. I mean, and
oh,
again,
but nobody respects kids like he does.
Nobody respects kids like he does, or women. And he constantly calls her a fat pig, and he says that was justified. Why is that justified? Just because you disagree with her on whatever it is you guys are arguing about?
Yeah, this is pre-election stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just she insulted him for some reason. How is he going to get along with international leaders if he can't get along with Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie O'Donnell, exactly. Exactly.
You know, you have to get along with people. Okay, here was a defense of Donald Trump and his filthy mouth and his multiple marriages that I heard on Meet the Press this morning. Apparently, the Obamas have one of the best marriages in the White House since the Reagans.
Okay.
And our economy is doing so terribly. I don't know about you, but the last time I checked the Dow, it was over 18,000. It was 7,000 when Obama came into office. But that's beside the point. Those would be facts. So the economy is doing so terribly, so having a couple whose marriage is so good and who are so appearing seemingly virtuous, they're just good people, hasn't helped the country at all. So we need somebody like Trump in office. Yeah, he might have a dirty mouth, but that's the kind of mouth that gets things done. How's that for a defense?
I don't call it a defense.
Meet the Press, one of the most respected news shows, on longer than we've been on.
It's a long time.
Uh-huh.
And
they let him get away with it. I mean, it was not the host who gave it. And actually, Chuck Todd was laughing at that defense. He was just presenting it as, this is one of the crazies.
You know, where have our standards gone when we talk about having a president of the United States? I remember one of the biggest arguments that the other side used when Barack Obama was running as a senator, Barack Obama, was that he didn't have enough experience.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that he had already been a state senator for 8 years, already had been a constitutional...
He was a constitutionalist.
Constitutional law professor.
But senator for four.
And then a senator, a federal senator, you know, so that's some experience to me. Okay, now we got a guy, and then if you really want to get down to it, the only experience you can actually have for being a president is if you've been a president. So,
or being in the White House living with the president.
Or being in the White House living with the president. So now we have a guy who has absolutely zilch, zero, no elected official experience at all. We're not even so much as a city council seat. None.
He has no idea how...
No idea works. How things work.
Well, but people like him because he's been in business. So he used his business defense to defend himself on these sexual assault allegations. Here's the Trump quote. Women who can't handle sexual harassment don't belong in the workplace.
Well, when
I thought that was his son.
I got that as him, and I'm getting it from a news source, so it's possible that it was Eric Trump who said it.
Yeah, which... just as bad.
He's speaking for the campaign.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. When Donald Trump was asked how he hoped his daughter would handle being sexually harassed or at the workplace, he said he hoped that she would change companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just leave.
They just leave and change companies. That's what he thinks of.
But you respect women.
And the person,
women more than him.
Yeah. The person who did the assault should keep his job, right? Because
mm-hmm.
he has a family to raise.
And he just can't control his instincts.
Right. Because, you know, that culture that we have out there is
exactly.
causing men to do this, and women just have to understand. Because, you know. One other thing on the debate. Donald Trump last week, aside from stalking Hillary on the stage, was...
Yes.
Now, what is the tactic that people like him use? The tactic is, if you're accusing me, I'm going to accuse you.
Yes.
Hillary's, you know, he's done apparently some illegal things. This one doesn't look too legal, but with his accusers. So you accuse Hillary, lock her up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't believe that anything you don't believe, you put it on the other person. He wants them both to take drug tests before this debate.
So because possibly he's been doing lines, now he's trying to put it off on Hillary.
You know, and maybe what it is he wants to prove that he isn't doing drugs, so he's been off it for a week, and his blood test should be pretty clear.
Yeah. What doctor is it going to...
They had a body language expert on one of the news networks, and mm-hmm. Possible explanation for all the 80-something snips
mm-hmm.
that he had was there were markers. There were sort of these self, like these affirmations that he did a good job completing a sentence and a thought. And so a sniff was essentially him in his mind saying, okay, good job, move on.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Giving himself a pat on the back, which would, you know.
It could be that.
Or he did.
Yeah. In which case, he would come out clear, but he doesn't want to acknowledge that he's being accused of using drugs, and so Hillary needs to do that. Another one that he accuses, he's been accused of not having stamina. You know, he complained about the long debates. He's complained about the rigorous schedule of campaigning. I get it. He's 70 years old.
As
so
he is.
She's 69.
He's also 6'3", 250.
Yeah. Right, he's overweight. So, it's difficult to keep up that schedule. When I met Hadassah Lieberman right after the 2000 election, Joe Lieberman's wife, we asked her at the time, okay, 2004, is Joe going to run? And she said, I don't know if we could do that. It is exhausting to do a national campaign.
Oh, I can imagine.
And it wasn't that she didn't have the stamina. It was, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And when you're closing in on 70, do you want to do that? No. So he was being accused of not having stamina. Oh, Hillary, she just doesn't have the stamina. Did you see the way she was sitting? Well, if anything, she was sitting going, would I like to do a rebuttal to that question? No. Just fine. Let's just leave it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
So, it'll be interesting to see this... this week's debates, the final debate. Okay, so one of the things that's coming up now, and one of the stories I have is about Milwaukee's sheriff. He's calling for riots if Trump loses. Trump has been setting this up that the election is rigged. It doesn't matter that you don't have any proof of anything because facts don't matter. You know, that alleged tape last week, I don't believe that Donald Trump ever said any of those things, even though it was on tape.
Yeah, he said that if he lost Pennsylvania, that it would be – the only way that he could lose Pennsylvania is if it was rigged. Though Pennsylvania has gone blue for, the past 3 or 4 elections? Mm-hmm. Really? Why would they be such a shock?
You know, North Carolina is another one. It's gone back and forth between elections.
Texas now?
Texas was blue, went red. We're pretty stuck
there.
We've been
red since, the early 90s?
No. Since about 2000 only. We had both houses of the legislature were Democratic.
Oh, I mean for president.
Oh, for president.
We haven't had...
Since the 70s.
Texas hasn't gone blue since it's got to be late 80s.
Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
First election.
It's 50-50 currently, right?
76.
Yeah.
The legislature?
Oh, I thought we were talking about...
No, president.
For president since Jimmy Carter, I think Texas has voted for the Republican. Everyone since. But we didn't lose the Senate and House in Austin till 2000. 2002. Might have been 2002. I think we lost one then the other. And then it became supermajority about 6 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's backing away from that right now. Latest poll this week is that they're tied in Texas.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to turnout.
An interesting thing is most of the... big cities in Texas always go blue as far as presidential.
Except for Fort Worth. Fort Worth, are you listening? Really? Get out and vote. And it used to be the other way around. Fort Worth used to be the Democratic city, and Dallas was the Republican
city.
Yeah,
but Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, mm-hmm. Austin.
El Paso,
they all go blue. But that we have such a vast rural area in Texas, they overcome that.
The only one that's known, that I knew of was Austin. Austin's supposed to, super liberal. It's like Madison, Wisconsin, or Charlotte.
And actually, yeah. Travis County is becoming more conservative. And more red. Mm-hmm. People move. And attitudes changed. So right now, Dallas is the most liberal city, or votes the bluest, other than maybe El Paso. Yeah. And then some of the other border cities that are smaller cities. But of the big cities, El Paso is probably bluer. So we're not saying you should get out and vote for Hillary. We're saying you should get out and vote.
Period.
And vote for whoever you believe in. I mean, if you believe that the tape last week is alleged, if you don't believe that that's an important issue in a presidential election, and you believe that the economy is so terrible, and Donald Trump, being a great businessman who's only declared bankruptcy four times, is the person to save us, vote that way. And I mean, and it's funny because I mean that, because we need two parties in this country.
What do you? Okay, sometimes I'm challenged by answering this this position. What do you say to the people that thoroughly dislike Hillary,
mm-hmm.
thoroughly dislike Trump, and are going to sit it out?
There are down ballot races. Go vote.
It
matters who's in Congress. It matters who's in our legislature.
I even have issue with that. They're both so bad, I'm not going to stay home. I mean, I'm going to stay home. It's like picking lesser of the two evils. They're so vastly different. I don't know how you could be undecided. Fine, if you believe what Trump says or like what he stands up for, fine. Okay, but to say that you're just confused, but who to vote for between the two, okay, really? They're that different, in my opinion. How can you not say, okay, well, I'm going to go with this one as opposed to the other?
I think you're not going to convince people, but I think it's really important to vote. And if you don't want to vote in the presidential race, don't vote in the presidential race. But it does matter who holds these other offices. It matters who's in Congress. It matters.
This is what confounds me, is that people businessmen, people who are in power, who hire people on a daily basis based on qualifications, are having this problem. How can you separate what you do on a daily basis, what you get paid for, and what you live by, and then you're able to make this judgment call? You're able to say, nope, I'm gonna choose the one that's least qualified. Would you hire somebody for your team that's least qualified?
And I think we're
not hire anyone at all.
I think what they're saying is he has the business experience that we need in office. I agree with you. The business experience we need in office is not the person who's declared bankruptcy so many times, who has stiffed workers, who has hurt so many people. Steve Jobs, him I could, we'll start talking about a business person being in
running
office.
Running a business is not the same as running a country.
There are two separate parties. Those that understand that the presidency is not just based on your business know-how. It's about diplomacy. It's about knowing when to shut up. It's about knowing how to handle the country.
Knowing how to compromise, because you have to deal with separate two parties, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to.
How to not tweet at 3 a.m. It's about these things, and it's not just about whether or not you were able to
close the deal.
We are just about out of time. What do you think we should look for over the coming week?
More bombs.
Any ideas, Christian?
More stuff.
What we should look for over the next week in this election?
I miss Elizabeth Warren. I really do. I mean,
right?
I really do. If there's anything that could, emasculate a man in 2 seconds, it's her.
Yeah. Here's what I think we need to look for. for, and this is very worrying, talk about the election being rigged, more talk like this sheriff in Milwaukee talking about riots. They're not expecting, when Trump loses, to have him concede the election. That's never happened in modern history. I'm looking for more of all that kind of stuff that's going to cause problems and make the country ungovernable.
And there's a lot of things going around on the net about a lot of Trump supporters already gearing up to intimidate voters at the polls.
Wearing red.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let people do that. Go vote.
Well,
go
in Dallas,
vote.
In Dallas, I can tell you exactly what to do. Call the county elections office and have them thrown out. I want to thank you, Christian. Thank you for being with
us. Thanks, Christian.
He just stepped in at the last minute. Didn't have a guest this week. Next week, our guest is Giancarlo, I think, from AIDS Arms. Next week that he's going to be on.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, and we were talking. They've been doing lots of research at AIDS Arms and some papers that have gotten national notice, so we'll be talking about that. For all of us here at Lambda Weekly, we'll see you next week.